Opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Bill O'Brien was not in a very good mood today.
Who knows? I don't know. We have to practice better. We got to coach better. We got to practice better. You know, we got to come out and we got to do a better job tomorrow.
He's such a salty Sally.
He is.
And granted, it was preseason, but I guess I would be on his ass if he started beating his chest about the Patriots.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, you would.
I don't need that, but it's really time to hammer your guy and say, oh, I just need to play better. Andre Johnson, I think Calvin Johnson was the greatest receiver of that generation. I never thought Andre Johnson was a better player than Calvin Johnson.
But he certainly was in the conversation.
But there was a discussion to be had that Andre Johnson was one of the best, if not the best, wide receiver in the NFL. I don't think Anquan Boldin was ever in that talk. It's hard for me to think of him as a Hall of Famer. When you stack those stats up between he and Andre, Boldin has a ring. It's hard for me to put Andre in ahead of him.
Too many guys get put in the Hall of Fame. But to me, they're both Hall of Very Goods.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESP is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. It's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler. At AJ is the real, at Jon Snow, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, really good stuff. And we've gone long on Game of Thrones, but you know what? There's only one more episode left this year. So
we've gone long like the Night King chucking a javelin.
Exactly. That was a badass throw, too. That was really powerful, the way the dragon died and then sank into the water. I thought that was such a positive. And yes, we're still talking about it. And there were some good things last night. It's just there's a lot that frustrated me. I'm hopeful they'll make up for it with the season ender. You know what? Let's take a call. Jay wants to weigh in. We can go a little longer on this. What's up, Jay?
Hello. Hey. I was just going to say, I sent a text, but about the dragon glass. They all had like daggers of it, but the Valyrian steel and the swords are blessed, so they don't need it to kill the White Walkers. So that's why they may have not talked about it, but and they don't know how many days they were on that little circle. But that's, you know, because of the time thing. But anyway,
yeah, well, I mean, how many days realistically in the freezing cold could those guys have survived?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, maybe 2 days. I don't know. I think that you're just supposed to figure, you know.
This is what you're supposed to do.
Not enough time to do it, but the way they made the show, but.
That's what I'm saying.
There's no way.
This is what
run
they want you to do.
The wall that quick.
This is what they want you to do now. They want you to nod your head and go, "Yeah, okay." And that's where it pisses me off. Instead of like explaining it to me logically, like they've done for every other season up until this one, Now they want you to jump to conclusions and go, "Oh yeah, that makes sense. Okay."
Or just don't question it. Just roll with it. That's the problem. They've created too intelligent of viewers for this. In my opinion.
Well, now you're also getting far removed from, you know, George R. R. Martin actually giving you like plot details to actually, I mean, you know, obviously George R. R. Martin has written better stuff than these writers have. So, I mean, they've taken his stuff and they did a good job of condensing it and editing it down, but now we see that they're not good at actually producing original content, I guess.
I don't know. I mean, I will still say that I think the show has been consistently better than the books. Now, I don't know.
Books are dumb.
Everyone knows that. Stop it. I prefer reading. In almost every case, I'll tell you the book is better than the movie or the TV show, with very few exceptions.
Not me.
But
what about Sopranos?
Was that even a book?
No. Okay. They realize books are stupid. We're skipping that step.
Get out of here. Stop trying to encourage people not to read.
Don't read, kids.
No, kids do read, and especially read the novel Jesus Just Left Chicago, which should be out early next year.
Do drugs and watch television.
Do drugs and read.
Play video games. Waste your life.
Stop. Stop it. I'm trying to sell books here, dude. Back the hell off.
But I do think, I just think they've gotten now where they haven't really handled having all these people in the same place real well. Because it was always a story that was coming from all these directions. So
I don't know how they're cutting freaking wolves out for budget reasons.
I'm telling you, they interviewed the writers.
How can you not have a wolf, but you can have three dragons?
They're trying to save money. They saved money on the dire wolves, and they used it on the dragons. The writers in one of the end of the episodes, I think inside the episodes, talked about, you know, not having John's dire wolf in there just because they need to save money up for these dragon scenes.
But wasn't there a deleted scene that had the wolf?
Mm-hmm.
Why delete it?
I don't know.
Yeah, they can afford it. Stop. All right, we'll move on to something else. You guys want to do your tray thing here?
Your call, man.
Yeah, go ahead and...
We got it edited down?
Yeah, I got it down to about 12, 13 minutes.
Okay, we'll try. We'll get some insight into Juggalo Trey then on the other side of this break. I got to tell you about my computer career. Maybe you've got a job that you're not happy in. Maybe you are working to... Maybe you had to work through the eclipse. You weren't allowed to go outside for the eclipse because your job wouldn't let you because your boss is a jerk. Or maybe you just don't make enough money. Guys, if you've been thinking about a computer career, now's the time to check it out with mycomputercareer.edu. It's not too late. You don't need a math or a computer background to start an IT career because it's not rocket science. See if an IT career is right for you. Mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. It's where you can get trained for the high-demand field of IT and start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. You'll attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you'll get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Trey, tell us why you hate John Granato.
He's always, like, calling me a dumbass and saying...
Do you have any other reasons besides, like, that he calls you a dumbass?
Well, like, no, other than he's, like, talking about how... I don't hate John Granato, by the way. He's
you
a
just
legend.
Like him less than everyone else
he's a,
here.
He's a legend here.
What if I had market. You... What if I had you rank Barry Warner on the list, too? Would he rank above or...
He's always calling me Clarabelle.
Would you rank him above or below John Granato?
I don't think it'd be probably below, because he's always calling me Clarabelle.
Would you prefer to be called dumbass or Clarabelle?
Probably at least dumbass is something, a reference somebody's heard of.
What?
Not from 1953.
Have you Googled Clarabelle to find out?
I think it's the clown or something.
Clarabelle's a clown?
Yeah, he's always coming in. He's like, Clarabelle, how's it going today?
Do you think that you rank Barry Warner so low because you...
Why do you guys always have me ranking people?
Do you have Barry...
My opinion doesn't matter.
Do you have Barry last because you're an anti-Semite?
No, I'm not an anti-Semite.
What are your goals long term?
I just want to produce shows. I don't know. That would be ideal.
Like what if you produced the John and Raheel show?
Oh, yeah. I don't think I'm going to take Dell's spot.
What if you did, though? What if they offered that job to you?
I would feel really bad.
Why?
Because I put Raheel and Dell or John like on the lowest part of the list.
Right. Would you apologize to them?
Yeah, probably. I'm probably going to have to apologize to everybody for making this list.
What if they continued calling you a dumbass?
Then, I mean, I don't know. What do I do? Like, if I just got to, like...
Because you're not a dumbass.
Take the lumps, man.
Have you ever thought about learning how to fight?
Yeah, a few times.
And then that way, if someone called you a dumbass, you could just shove them in the chest and say, oh, yeah?
Yeah, that'd be cool. Some guy who does MMA wanted to, like... Show me MMA.
Who was
stuff.
It?
I think his name was Cody. You may
okay.
know him.
I don't know him. Maybe I know him. I don't. What's his last name?
I can't remember what his last name was.
Did you talk to him on Twitter?
Yeah.
Would you guess that most of your interaction is on Twitter?
With people?
Yeah.
No.
Or, like, most of your interaction that doesn't happen in this office, would you say is on Twitter?
I'd say it's 60-40 Twitter to
real life?
Yeah. Yeah, I would imagine.
You were signing up for classes today? Did I hear that earlier?
Yeah, for classes for school.
What kind of classes are you taking?
I'm taking two history classes.
Okay.
And then I'm taking
Are you a history major?
No, I'm a communications major.
Why are you taking so many history classes?
Because it's on the course requirements. You're required 6 units.
Okay.
So
where are you going to where are you matriculating this year?
Lee College.
Lee College. Yeah. Does it bother you that your university is named after a Confederate general?
Yeah. It does.
Have you protested this fact?
Yeah, but I'm the only one there.
You were the only one?
No, I didn't protest. By the
Why not? Because you really don't really care about it?
I want to care about it. I really do.
Do you feel like the black man's got enough leeway so far in this world?
I'm not going to say anything about that. Anything I say will get spun negatively.
Yeah, I'm not trying to spin anything negatively. I'm just saying, do you feel like the black man's getting his fair shake now?
Not on everything. Like with the police, like with what they got to go through with the police.
You think that police are generally bad people?
No, not at all. Not all of the police, but like the
But the bad ones, you would say.
I don't consider the police that killed Eric Gardner, any of those guys, that guy in New York with the cigarettes. I don't consider them police. I consider them criminals.
What would you say about if someone was selling loose cigarettes on the streets? Do you think that, I mean, it's a crime.
Yeah, it's a crime, but you can't kill somebody over loose cigarettes.
Right, that's a good point.
Yeah.
So would you say that a police, what would, if you were a policeman, how would you have handled that situation?
I probably wouldn't have choked the guy. That's
right.
That's how I would
but
have
you
started.
Also, do you know how to choke someone?
No, no.
So that's
so I'm not really in
partly
any,
that's why you
yeah,
wouldn't have?
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't choked somebody since like sixth grade.
What kind of choke did you do?
I just grabbed the dude by the neck and like.
Like an Undertaker?
Just,
like
yeah,
a,
like I just, he.
Did you learn it from the Undertaker?
No, I just kind of did what I thought.
He hit you?
Like right? Like he didn't hit me that hard, but he hit me.
Why did he hit you?
Because I was choking him.
So you choked him?
He knocked my he knocked my binder down. Like I was trying to get to class.
What kind of binder was it? Like a Trapper Keeper?
No, it was like no, it wasn't a Trapper Keeper. It was just a regular 3-ring binder.
It didn't have like a fold over thing.
It did fold over.
So it was like a Trapper Keeper.
Sort of, yeah, it was.
Did he do that just because he didn't like you, or did you hook up with his girlfriend?
No, I didn't hook up with, it was sixth grade, no. Like, he would always, like, call me fat and stuff, and I can't remember what I said to him, but he
Were you fat?
Yeah. So I guess it was warranted.
So, I mean, yeah, like, if you were fat and he called you fat, was that worth choking him over?
No, but knocking my stuff over was.
Well, did he knock it over because he called you fat? Or did you say something,
I said something
in retaliation?
Back and then he knocked it over.
What did you say to him?
I can't remember exactly. I can't remember what
was
I
this,
said.
Was what school was this at?
This was at Murphy Middle School.
What town is that in?
Murphy, Texas.
Murphy, Texas.
It's in the Metroplex.
Okay. Was the kid that knocked your binder out of your hands? Was he a white guy?
Yes. He was Caucasian.
Yeah.
I've
Do
never,
you remember his name?
No, not really. No.
What if you could find him on Facebook? Would you look him
I'm
up?
I'm sure we made up. We were cool like the rest.
But you don't remember his name?
No.
He apologized after you choked him?
Yeah, he apologized and I apologized. We were in like, what's it called? Like you know where they in school suspension?
Yeah.
That's where we were and everything was good.
Would you say you were like a rowdy kid growing up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so after sixth grade... obviously, you go through a couple more years, then you get to high school.
I got
Were you in Murphy High School?
No, I went to Klein Oak. I moved around a lot.
Did things go better for you at Klein
Oak?
Yeah,
things went better at Klein Oak. Like
people didn't bully you or
no,
call you
they didn't
fat
bully,
ass? Or...
Jeez. PTSD over here with the trigger warnings, man.
I'm just asking. I'm just trying to get what your life was like.
High school was cool. Like everything was good like in high school other than like I got into a fight with some dude named Caleb. And I lost, but it wasn't really a fight. He like slapped me, and then like kicked me.
But you didn't.
Over.
You didn't hit him
no,
back.
I made contact. Like I hit him back, but like it was over before.
Why did he do that?
I can't remember what caused it.
Did he knock the binder out of your hand?
No, he didn't. It was like a fight, like a verbal dispute on the bus over something. That guy's in jail now.
What jail's he in?
I don't know exactly.
Is
what,
he at Huntsville?
No, I don't. I could only hope.
We have a lot of people in prison who listen to our show every day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think he was incarcerated for something drug-wise.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you do any drugs in high school?
No.
Not even marijuana? Not even the devil's lettuce?
No, of course not.
What about cocaine?
Oh, no.
At the high school I went to, sometimes girls like to do cocaine.
That doesn't surprise
And they like to hang
me.
Out with dudes who have cocaine.
It
so
seems
you never...
like a real girly drug.
Oh, really?
Yeah, cocaine. Are y'all going on vacation again? Or?
No, we're not going on vacation. We're going to Las Vegas for the fight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For the Mayweather-McGregor fight?
Yeah.
That ought to be a great fight.
Who do you think's going to win?
Everybody knows it's going to be Mayweather.
Then why is it going to be a great fight if everybody knows who's going to win?
I was just being sarcastic.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't know very much about boxing. Like, what I know is from y'all's show.
And you know you threw a dream punch once.
Yeah, I threw a dream punch.
After you got slapped in the face and kicked.
Yeah, it was the worst.
Did you get did you throw the punch after he kicked you, or?
I threw two punches. One was on a separate occasion. The other one was, like, after he hit me on the bus, and I hit him back. And he didn't do anything after that.
You kind of let him know?
Yeah.
Like, but then later on, he slapped you again?
Yeah. This is going to be on the radio, right?
Maybe the punch that you landed on the bus wasn't as effective as you thought.
No.
Because otherwise he wouldn't have slapped you at a later date.
Yeah, like, it was a much later date, too, because, like...
Did you say something to rile him up?
No, I didn't.
Was he Jewish? Because
no, he wasn't. This was... No. No, he's a Caucasian male.
Not Jewish, though.
No. No, not Jewish.
Because we've established that you're not crazy about Jewish
people. That's incorrect. I have no problem with Jewish people.
You have Barry Warner last on your list.
Because he's always calling me Claribel.
Okay, and he's Jewish.
I don't take too kindly to people calling me reference. No, not
because
he's Jewish.
Are there any other Jewish people on your list?
No.
So who was last on the list? Barry Warner?
Granato.
But when I said add Barry Warner to the list, you said he's last, right?
Yeah, he'd be sixth.
No, he'd be eighth.
Eighth? Oh.
What religion do you believe in?
I don't really know. I guess I'm sort of a Presbyterian. I'm a little agnostic, I guess.
Do you go to church with your parents?
I take my grandma, like, when I get the chance.
To the Presbyterian church?
No, not to the Baptist.
The Baptist church?
Yeah.
Would it disappoint her to know that you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
I'm not going to say I haven't accepted Jesus Christ.
Well, you said you're kind of agnostic.
I take that back. I don't know what I've been thinking about that a lot now that you bring it up.
Okay.
Like what happened?
I mean, I just brought that up like 10 seconds ago. So you've been thinking about it a lot for like the last 10 seconds.
Like last night, like I was thinking about that
When I sent you the pre-interview questions?
No, you didn't send me any pre-interview questions. Like
I did.
Where?
To your email.
Let me check. I'll check later, but I don't think you did. Like
okay.
But yesterday
my intern was supposed to do that.
Who's your intern?
Juggalo Trey.
Oh. Well, that I can see why that would.
All right.
You have a personal intern now?
Lastly, Juggalo Trey, if it weren't for me, do you think you would be working here?
Probably not, but like I'd probably still like show up and interview. Like if I didn't go on Rock the Mic, I'd probably still interview for an internship.
Right,
I guess it all kind of comes down to Jong, though, because he has the higher authority, you know?
You think Jong has more say around here than I do?
I don't. No, but like with interns wise, can you hire an intern like you?
Of course.
Personally?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that makes sense. I mean, I owe a lot to everyone here, even Tyler.
What do you owe to Tyler?
I don't know. He showed me how to like run traffic one time.
I saw on is that all you've learned is how to run
traffic?
No,
I know how to like podcast things and
what happened if
and run games.
If Jong fell ill right now, could you run my show for day?
I could try.
Promise.
I can't guarantee you it'd be good, but
this sounds a little bit like your belief in Jesus Christ, like you're sort of borderline on
it. I believe Jesus Christ was real.
Have you given any thought about doing a podcast with Kobe?
Yeah, all the time. Kobe's always coming up to me and he's like, hey, Trey, are we going to do a cooking show? Can we do a cooking show? Can we get Sean on the cooking show? Like, it's weird. Like, why does he want to do a cooking show?
I mean, cooking could be part of it. You guys could talk about recipes and then you could talk about like...
We could bring it. We can't bring on Eric Sandler, right?
No.
Of course not.
No, that would be rude. That would be a slap in the face to me.
Yeah, I know.
You would be slapping me like Caleb slapped you.
Oh yeah, bring that up again.
Yeah.
Is your flight tonight?
No.
Oh, it's
Trey.
It's tomorrow.
No, it's Wednesday morning.
Oh well.
This isn't you interviewing me. This is me interviewing you.
I wanted to know more about your life. Oh, really?
My life is on the radio every day, Trey.
How's your barbecue trip?
It's good. Again, this is not about me, Trey. This is about you. I want to know now about your sex life.
I'm not going to tell you.
Why?
Because it's my business.
Has there been an uptick ever since you've become sort of a radio semi-star?
No, not really.
Have you told
I haven't really told anybody.
Though. You haven't told any girls that you work here?
No, like I don't go up and say, hey, I work at 97.5. You want to bang? Like, I don't think that would work.
Why not? That works for Tyler.
I don't know. I don't know if it does. I don't know if Tyler can talk to his hand.
It works for Joel Blank.
I don't know. He's got a wife.
How do you think he met her?
Maybe like they met like at a bar or something. Nope. I don't know. I don't know that dude.
He used his power from his job. Really? He used to work for the Houston Rockets.
How do we know he was working here?
When he wasn't. He was working for the Rockets.
For the Rockets. Right?
Yeah, back then.
Well, I don't know. I don't think it would work.
Is that it? That's all we're going to play of Juggalo
Trey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably too much anyway. Well, that's Juggalo Trey. Interesting fellow. We edited that for him.
Yes. And he gave his power rankings of all the personalities.
You edited that out too, I
know. No, I have that part too if you want to talk about it.
I mean, I'll just give you the list. It was 1 through 7. He said me number one, but he said that after he said Sean Salisbury number one. I think he really wants Salisbury number one, but he felt bad talking to me.
So let's just
that's
put,
how he gets.
Let's just put Sean at number
one. I'm going to say Sean is his number one. I'm number two. Joel Blank is number three because Joel gave him some shoes, the shoes he's wearing, which had I known that, I mean, I don't even know what size Juggalo Trey wears, but I mean, you know, whatever.
You would have given him some shoes to be higher up on this list?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, okay. if that'd get me to the top, for sure. He had Fred number four, right in the middle, Barry number five, Raheel six, Granato seven, and Granato seven is what he was most certain about. He does not like John Granato.
Barry Warner, number eight.
Barry Warner below John Granato, even, because he calls him Clarabel. We had some talk about Juggalo Trey's sex life, but he asked us to purge that from the interview. Maybe he'll open up about it on the actual show one day, and we can you guys can find out about his plowing. For now, though, I'm going to tell you about Carbach. And if you haven't made it out to the restaurant at Carbach, you need to go check it out. It's a great time, too, because it's Houston Restaurant Weeks. PJ Stoops, the executive chef there, has created a delicious three-course menu, and it just happens to pair really freaking well with beer. Eric has hand-selected some Carbach beers to complement each course. You get a three-course meal with 5-ounce beer pairings for only $35. Proceeds benefit the Houston Food Bank, so you're doing a good thing. You're eating good food. You're drinking good beer. Every day after 3 p.m., through September 4th. Let Carbach take care of dinner one day this week. And whenever you're out, go make sure you can pick up your favorite Carbach mainstay or seasonal. Right now they've got the Hop Delusion is out in bars. You can get your hands on some of that. The Nigel is still floating around a little bit. They've got some great things. But this restaurant, if you haven't been, it's not bar food. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about a gourmet restaurant that just happens to have a really awesome beer list. So check them out. Carbach. They're anytime after 3 p.m., you can check out the Houston Restaurant Week's deal, and your taste buds will thank you. Get to Carbach for dinner this week. CarbachBrewing.com for more information.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And, man, Poker News did a really good story on the underground gambling in Galveston and the Maceo family, which I've always threatened to write a book about.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good if you get a chance to read it. I'll probably tweet it out tonight at some point. We haven't had a chance to do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day, so let's do that.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, I think this is a case of he said, she said, or he said, I don't know. Somebody said something, and
So I'll let you be the judge of who's in the right and who's in the wrong here.
Okay.
A father and daughter in Orlando are claiming they were unfairly kicked off a Frontier airline flight Wednesday. Whitney Miller, 25, and her father, Eric Miller, 70, said the two were having a private conversation expressing their displeasure with the airline after an eight-hour flight delay. Frontier Airlines said the two passengers were shouting profanities at the flight attendants. But the family said they were having a quiet, private conversation, and they discussing how miserable the flight crew seemed and how they never wanted to travel Frontier again. Family said that's when a flight attendant walked over to the other flight attendants. Moments later, they claim another member of the flight crew approached them aggressively. They would lean over the back of the chair in front of us, get their face right up here, and they would simply ask, "Do we have a problem?" Eric Miller said, "It was no, do you have a problem?" And they said, "Do you want to be removed from the aircraft?" Responded, "No, we didn't know what was going on. Please tell us what's happening." And Frontier Airlines told the news station that the passengers were heard calling the flight staff profanities. So they escorted them off.
Okay. Well, so they weren't mid-flight.
No, 8 hours delayed.
Oh!
On a Frontier airline. I think I made comments about how sour flight attendants can be sometimes. I've never been kicked off for that.
No, me neither.
But whose side do you come down on here? It's kind of... I guess it comes down to who you believe.
Yeah, it does. But anytime your flight's delayed 8 hours, and they're sitting on the plane for 8 hours,
yeah.
I take the side of the people sitting on the plane.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that,
if
too.
If you're a flight attendant, you should expect people to be salty at that point.
Well, flight attendants will be salty at that
point, they should
too.
Be. Everybody should be.
But I've never flown Frontier, so I can't speak to what it's like or how salty the flight attendants may or may not be. And admittedly, recently I've had really good experiences with flight attendants. I had a few there for a while that were really, really grouchy. And I don't blame them. Sometimes those Vegas flights, as you well know, can be not the most pleasant things to work.
No.
But, yeah, I don't know that I'd use profanity. I might make a few inappropriate jokes about them. That'd be about it.
Yeah. I'm against using profanity at people. They're just doing their
job.
It's not their fault that the plane is delayed. But, yeah, you're going to be salty sitting there that long.
All right, that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
And be honest, most of the time I'm going to side with the flight attendants because we've seen what a-holes people can be on a plane. I mean, there's a lot of little things that, just if you had to deal with that all day, and I know you're in a service industry, but just the little things that people do that are just irritating as snot on an airplane. Imagine having to deal with that all day.
Yeah, that's rough.
But, hey guys, school is back in session in a lot of places, and it's about to crank back up everywhere else. And guess what? Now is the time. Houston Can Academies need your help. They got new students coming in, and they need your help to change lives. What they do is they take in kids who have dropped out of other schools. They give them another chance. And a lot of times these are kids who had transportation problems or maybe they had to get jobs to support their family. Well, they work around those problems. They give these kids what they need to give them a second chance. And so many of them graduate and go on and do great things. But they desperately need your help now. And by your help, just donate a vehicle, car, truck, motorcycle, RV, tractor, big lawnmower. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Doesn't matter if it's running. Maybe it was something that you were going to try to fix up and you never got around to it. Maybe it's gotten rusted and you just don't know what to do with it. Well, they'll take it. And they're going to come and tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork and your donation is tax deductible. And if you can hear my voice on the radio, they'll come and tow it. And if you donate today, you're going to get a $50 Visa gift card. Just their way of saying thank you. Make sure you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. And now's the time. If you've been putting it off, join all the Blitzers who have done this. It's a good thing you're doing. You're helping out kids who need your help. You're helping out a school that needs your help. You're also getting a tax deduction, and you're getting rid of something you're not even using anymore. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online, HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go, or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com.
I still don't know who doesn't have an iPhone or an Android.
Bob.
It seems like everybody's got...
Some people have Windows phones.
And we don't cater to those?
No, it's not compatible.
What about burner phones?
I guess that too. So... Even the burner phones, though, you don't really have internet access, so you couldn't really stream us. I mean, not internet access. I mean, like a desktop access through a burner phone, like a flip phone.
David Bailiff's Rice Coaches Show at 7 o'clock tonight, which you can also, if you don't have an iPhone or an Android, well, shame.
Yeah.
All right. That should transition us into the dumbass report.
Yes, it does, Fred. Let's start with something I could see you doing. A Pennsylvania man is accused of posing as his estranged wife in a Craigslist ad that solicited a hitman to kill him.
That's pretty clever. I like that. That's not really a dumbass.
Yeah.
So, good way to get her in trouble.
30-year-old Christian Kolsch was sentenced to a maximum of 23 months in jail after he pleaded guilty to false reports on Wednesday. Police say Kolsch was impersonating his wife when he created a Craigslist ad requesting someone to help her, quote, take care of her ex-husband. Documents show Kolsch wrote in the advertisement that he beat and abused her. Craigslist provided information to law enforcement about the ad and the account that created it. And that helped authorities determine who had created it exactly.
See, I would have logged on from her computer and done it.
That would have been the right
way to
do it.
That's the way to do it. That's why he's a dumbass.
But, I mean, that's... It was a decent plan, but poor execution. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. It was clever by half.
Yeah.
If he had been really smart, he could have done this and pinned the whole thing on her.
We'll stick in Pennsylvania, where this would piss me off, I feel like. Jennifer Daly opted to have her stillborn daughter cremated and has been obviously devastated by this loss. It's a tough thing to deal with. When she finally worked up to looking inside the urn, she discovered that her daughter's cremains were not what she thought. Turns out that she was mistakenly given the ashes of a dead dog.
Oh, lawsuit.
Yeah. Daly went through months of therapy in the wake of her daughter's death. Her husband suggested that they spread the ashes somewhere meaningful. When she finally looked inside the urn, she found a metal plate that read, Butler Pet Cremation.
Oh, man.
The funeral home contracts with the Thomas Miller Funeral Home in Butler County, which operates a pet and human crematory. Officials admitted to mistakenly giving her someone else's pet cremains, while someone else got her daughter's cremains. The couple has since received a new box that the crematory says is their daughter's ashes, but they hope a DNA test can ensure the cremains are really their daughter's. The couple is considering legal action. I would say so.
That's, yeah, yeah. If I'm a lawyer, I'm in touch with them right now.
Oh, man. And finally, a man in New York has been accused of cutting the window screens at St. Mary of the Snow Church. It is the second time that Nathaniel Schultz, who's 26, has been arrested in connection with an incident on church grounds. This time he was charged contempt of court order, criminal mischief, and criminal trespass, all misdemeanors. Officers went to the church after receiving a call to check on a person. A dispatcher reported that a man wearing only a towel was sitting on the porch of the rectory at St. Mary of the Snow Church. A police investigation revealed that he had cut three window screens and had gone to drink the wine.
so to speak. He found the sacrament. The
blood of Christ.
And decided that he drank enough that he decided he would get naked and please himself in front of vestments using during the church services. He then opened a bottle of wine and drank several times from the bottle. He is seen urinating in a trash can.
Well, at least it's a trash can.
Better than the floor.
Right.
He was previously arrested and charged with the burglary after he broke into the Socrates Reformed Church. So those court cases are pending.
At least he didn't pee in the holy water.
That's a good point, Fred. That's a good point. He's being held on $15,000 cash or $30,000 bond. Due back in court today, in fact. So maybe tomorrow we'll have news on him.
I have a question.
What's your question?
St. Mary's of the Snow?
Yes.
Did Mary ever go any place that had snow? Wasn't she Middle East?
I don't know.
So where's the snow coming? John, you're all religious and whatnot. Where would the snow come in?
I don't know. Where was this exactly?
New York.
I don't know.
Maybe
you're our resident Catholic expert. You're supposed to know.
Is
these
it
things.
Possible that a bastard started the church?
Ooh,
good call.
Yeah,
yeah. Who's really a Targaryen? Just doesn't know it. All right, that's gonna wrap it up. Not a bad show for a Monday. We'll try not to suck tomorrow, and then we'll be off to Vegas. Great job, Jong Lee. A+ today, Hoffman. A+. That's pretty good today. I'm gonna give myself a D+. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.
Get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink. Go to culturemap.com.